Baseball is a money game. Year after year, the teams with the biggest payrolls, the Yankees, the Red Sox, now the Phillies, make the playoffs. I know that doesn't explain how the Chicago Cubs have the third highest payroll and finish last, but the teams with the smallest payrolls often see their biggest stars just go off to the richest teams. The new film, Moneyball, the Oakland A's general manager, portrayed by Brad Pitt, puts it this way to his scouts.
There are rich teams, and there are poor teams. Then there's 50 feet of crap, and then there's us.
But for at least a few years in the 2000s, the Oakland A's confounded that by adopting a new way of looking at the game and recruiting players nobody else wanted. Brad Pitt plays Billy Beane, the man who shook things up for the Oakland A's and for baseball. Bennett Miller directed Moneyball. He joins us now from Los Angeles. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
I've read that you weren't particularly a baseball fan when you were approached.
You know, I was when I was a kid, and I liked to play, and I had memorized everybody's stats. And at about age 13 or 14, I think it was, it became clear that I was not going to be a baseball player. And my math teacher at the time was the coach of the freshman team in my high school, and I tried out and did not make it. But he made me the scorekeeper and the stat keeper.
But, oh my word, I mean, how apt this is for this film, because, of course, at the center of it in many ways is a character who you've named, renamed Peter Brand, actually based
right.
on a real man. He's a number cruncher, played by Jonah Hill, a young, bespectacled Yale economist. He gets hired away from the Cleveland Indians.
I wanted you to see these player evaluations that you asked me to do.
I asked you to do three.
Yeah.
How many did you do?
47.
Okay.
Actually, 51. I don't know why I lied just then.
And he says you can sweep out a lot of the stats by which we usually assess ball players. We have another clip.
Why don't you walk me through the board?
I believe there's a championship team that we could afford because everyone else undervalues them, like an island of misfit toys.
So where did they look for the misfit toys in Oakland?
One thing that the A's did was turn to ideas that were outside of professional baseball. And a fellow by the name of Bill James, who in the 70s and the 1980s wrote a series of what he called abstracts, which were analyses of the game that were rejected by, you know, the Church of Baseball. And he at the time had been a night security guard at the Stokely Van Camp Pork and Beans factory. And Billy Beane turned to these ideas and turned to his general approach of how to look at the game and employed these ideas and became the first.
Billy Beane himself had been just about, when he was a high school baseball player, just mm-hmm. about the most highly recruited high school baseball player in the country. He had, the scouts said, boy, what a build he's got, what a swing he can throw. And it just never panned out for him.
Clearly, he did not live up to the expectations that those who recruited him had. He was taken in the very first round of the draft in 1980 by the Mets alongside Daryl Strawberry, their other first-round pick. The way I looked at it is that he was able to, you know, look back at what had happened in his case and learn something from it. Billy got very turned on by these alternative ideas, this other way of looking at the game that put much less stock in how the scouts had perceived the game and the traditional way that they had perceived the game and more in these numbers. And it interested him doubly because not only did it represent a possible route to winning, but also it kind of explained him and his past. And maybe he hadn't failed because he didn't live up to his potential. Maybe he had failed because there had been unreasonable expectations put upon him. And with the second lowest payroll in baseball that year, 2002, he finds players who others either completely overlooked or were really undervaluing because they were too old or too funny looking, you know, too quirky or flawed.
The conventional wisdom was that they just weren't promising ball players and they were interchangeable parts.
Right. One example is Scott Hatteberg, who had ruptured a nerve in his elbow of his throwing arm. And so he couldn't feel half his arm and half of his fingers in his throwing hand. And he was a catcher, so that basically took him out of it, and he was released. But when they looked at his on-base percentage, how many pitches he saw, you know, his continued solid contact with the ball, the placement, stuff like that, you know, a semi-broken player, if you put him at first, a guy who had never played first, like how costly would that be? And they ran their numbers, and they believed that if they had nine guys as productive as him, if they had nine Scott Hattebergs, they could potentially take the whole thing. And now teams with money are adopting a lot of these ideas. I think the number of PhDs and data systems architects and statistical analysts that are in the game right now, I don't have the exact number, but I'm going to say that most teams now have their full-time, you know, analysts that are, I mean, even including the New York Yankees.
I can't imagine anyone wouldn't be anything but complimented by being portrayed by Brad Pitt. But do you have any idea how Billy Bean feels about the motion picture?
It's funny. You know, Billy is a very charismatic guy, very friendly guy, very easy to be in a room with him, very interesting. He's a really good hang. But you could also tell that there's something sort of intense and competitive inside him. You know, Billy Bean is a guy who thinks that he's trying to win baseball games. But I think that there was something going on also. You know, there was a great expectation put upon him as a player, and that ended up not panning out. You know, I think in his mind, he's trying to remedy something from the past. I think he thinks he's trying to win baseball games, but what he's really doing is he's embarked in this adventure that's going to lead him to value things differently, including his own life. And that's really what happens in the movie.
Bennett Miller directs the new motion picture Moneyball out this weekend. Mr. Miller, thanks so much.
Okay, man. Thank you.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.